Hi, my name is Charlie Levine. I'm an independent curator and a trustee on the board of Charity Quiet Down There. We've been working together for many years, and I'm thrilled that I've been asked to contribute a blog post for their latest newsletter. If I'm being completely honest, the reason why I've recorded this, so you may be listening to it or reading the transcript, is partly because of the subject matter I'm just about to talk about, which is podcasting. Podcasting might not necessarily be a traditional output for a curator who tends to put on exhibitions, events, and sort of public engagement activities, but rather seen as something that's kind of more research-based or entertainment-based. However, I have recently, actually since December, been having conversations with a life coach who has just been this incredible woman, Katie, who has transformed my understanding of what I enjoy, thinking about how my work can have impact. And through several of those conversations and kind of deciding what it was that I wanted to do next with my career, having completed a couple of large projects and programs and sort of wondering what that next part of the journey for me is going to be, she asked me how I could gain a better reputation in critical standing within the arts and culture sector. And I suggested it would be through critical writing, essays in art journals, having that more of a reputation for being a critical curator rather than a practical get the job done curator. Because when you think of curators, you often think of those sort of superstar curators who are seen as academics and researchers in their own practice, which aren't necessarily things that you would associate with me. One of the things that has always stopped me doing that, which Katie sort of unearthed within me, was a fear of committing pen to paper. I used to write a blog many years ago when I was in Birmingham, and I had a couple of local critiques that actually sort of hushed my voice down, quietened my voice down, which I think is something that a lot of people might identify with, especially women, where we're sort of told to be quiet a little bit and fade into the background. So I've never really pushed myself forward as a writer. I have a very, very dear friend and artist called Vishwas Roth who always talks to me and says, but you are a writer. And I think she is right, but it still is a medium that I find slightly uncomfortable. So through talking that through with my life coach, it was suggested to me to consider my voice. How do I feel about speaking versus writing? And oddly, speaking I find so much more easier. I'm able to get my point across easier. I think you can hear sort of tonally how I'm vibing and the message of what it is that I'm trying to say. And actually, she sort of planted that seed in my head of doing a podcast, and I got really, really excited about it. So I'm currently in the process of developing a podcast called the Institute of Curiosity and Curating, which aims to look at and explore curatorial methodologies and simplify them and make them really accessible and bite-sized. I can't lie to you, I recorded my first podcast episode and it was just me, just my voice, and it was incredibly boring. So what I'm looking to do now is to collaborate with other people within the industry, get a good selection and representation of different voices to entertain our listenership, our future listenership. But at the moment what we're doing is building a profile online. So we have a gorgeous website designed by fellow trustee of Quiet Down There, David Flindle from Curious Ways. I've been working on some social media posts, so you can find those on Instagram and TikTok at INSTCC_, so Inst Curiosity Curating _. And from that, I'm sort of developing a look and feel for the project. So something that's colloquial, hopefully accessible, something that doesn't really take itself too seriously and wants to demystify some of those pressures that people might feel about entering into the arts and culture sector. I also want to really importantly point out that being a curator is majoritively administrative, and learning that process of putting on exhibitions, events, programming, all those sort of things that one might associate with curating actually is a really good and useful transferable skill. And I would like to use curating as a base for just any sort of career development, of thinking outside the box, of challenging the norm, of creative problem solving, all of these things that one might do regularly within a curatorial practice can be used beyond that as well. And what an exciting entry point just into thinking about your next steps and your job prospects and your career lines going through something that works in arts and culture that's fairly playful, that centres around storytelling. So the Institute of Curiosity and Curating actually does centre on three themes to help people access what it is that curating is, and that's the line. So this idea that everything's got an invisible line between it, how do we connect things, as well as that line of story, that line of narrative, which leads us on to storytelling as a main theme. Curators quite often are the narrators of an idea or of a story, and the audience are the readers of that as they walk around gallery spaces. And the third is the frame. This is something that I'm really interested in terms of how we frame ourselves, the projects we do. Is it based on the gallery space that you're working within, the community that you are creating a project with or about? Is it a city? Is it a building? Is it a lifestyle? Is it an idea? Those frames and that framework is something as well that we'd like to explore at the Institute of Curiosity and Curating. If this sounds like something you'd like to get involved with, please get in touch with us. You can do that via our website, which is instcc.com. So instituteofcuriosityandcurating.com, as well as on social media, or drop us an email. You can do that as well at hello@instcc.com. And I think that's about it. Wish us luck on our journey into the podcast world. And I do hope you will listen with us.